Okay, we're holding Daf Hey Yom Aleph Masechta Krisis. The Gemara says again, Kosta Rachmona Leisuchal. The Pesuk has to say special Leisuchal is Lukma Blav. The teacher is not only Nisar Asay, but there's these in the Lav also. If so, it's not the question of Yadayin Lav Shabaklolus. So it's still only Lav Shabaklolus. So how do we know what to say? You get Malkus for each one separately. That before Beloy said that Ochal Maiser Dogon. Somebody eats maisa. Somebody eats maisa from wheat and from tirush and from grapes or from oil or from olives. He gets three malkasim. The question was why the chur only one lav. So you want to say no? The extra psukim said lesuchol lechol an extra time. So Gemara says no, it's not extra. We needed to say it's not a nisar asay but a lav. So how do we really know to say you get three malkasim? So Moshe says, if it only comes to teach it that there's Nisa Lav and not only Nisa Rasei, in came if so, Nei Mekruah, let the Pasuk say, Lo Yisuchu Lo Echlam Bisharecha Maisa Degon Chetroshu Bisharecha Lomali. The Pasuk just should have said, Lo Yisuchu Lo Echol Lo Echlam, you're not allowed to eat them. Why does the Pasuk have to repeat itself again and say a second time, Maisa Degon Chetroshu Bisharecha is Li Yehudei Achilo Lo Chol Chad V'chad. It comes to teach us, next to word teach us, that there's a special laugh, each one separately. That's how Beloy knows to say that some would eat maisa from dog and tirish for yitzah, the helam echod, still he'll be chayiv. Be chayiv three times. Olav dalk helam, he'll be malchus. Who does the maisa basro, he'll get three times malchus. Now the Mor says, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, ha'oyichel lechem, somebody eats bread, koli, that's roasted wheat, the caramel, that's the fresh wheat. Like a gimel, he eats these before the Omer, so it's Chodesh, wheat that was planted after Pesach, and he eats it now before they bring the Omer, before the next Pesach. So it's a lot of eating Chodesh. So you also eat bread and roasted wheat and caramel, fresh wheat, is like a gimel, you get three malkasim. For the Gemara, I have like a lav shem klolos, there was only one lav of Chodesh. They're all three the same lav. So why do you eat them all together? Like, why do you get three malkasim? The Chor, it's a lav shem klolos. And the more I know, Shani Hoch, here also it's different. To Miyasu Kor, there's an extra Pesach to teach us that you get Malkus each one separately. Because otherwise, Le Mekro, let the Pesach just write, Le Mekro Lechem. Then I'll let eat bread. For Nelech called it the Kamel Minei. And I'll learn out that this parched wheat and the Kamel, the fresh wheat, from Lechem. So Mora says, no, equal if I could ask the question, Mala Lechem Shekein Nisra Beitzu Chalam. We know lechem is once you make the dough into flour and you knead it, so yichayev and chala. So maybe when is there an issa to eat chodosh, maybe you only have to make it into bread, you have to make it into flour and into a dough. That's when there's an issa to eat chodosh. But maybe to eat fresh corn or fresh wheat, or else roasted wheat, maybe there's no issa. So therefore, mal lechem shkei nisra beitza l'chala. So first question, just for that, Nichtav koli, the Torah just should have wrote, if you eat parched wheat, that yichayiv. Le nichtav lechem, only the apostles tell me lechem. I should just tell me, now let eat chodesh, the parched wheat. And v'nelef, mikoli, and I should be able to learn out lechem from koli. As in the Torah says separately, now let eat lechem, koli, the caramel, come teach me, lichud ilah, there's a separate lab, each one separately. Smur says, no, I'll tell you, lechem, mikoli, lo yosi. The Torah was just written, koli, just parched wheat, I would not know bread, mishum the koli isa beinat. Maybe the Torah only says this chodesh yidu when it's still ben, still in the same form it was grown, it's still in the same form of corn or wheat. Mashen kein lechem is once you grind it, made into flour, it changes. Maybe there's no isa chala. I wouldn't know isa chodesh. I would not know it. The koli isa beinat, but lechem lo isa beinat. Lechem is not in the same form. Lechem changed. So if I would not learn out lechem from koli, so Mara says okay. Carmel and also Carmel Mikolu Loyosi. The Torah would just wrote Koli, just that you over feeding roasted wheat. I would not know fresh wheat. Mishum the Koli Nisra Beitzol Minochis, because you could bring a mincha from Koli, from roasted wheat. Mashenken Carmel, fresh wheat or fresh corn, Le Nisra Beitzol Minochis. There's no mincha. You can't bring a mincha from Carmel. Therefore, I would not know the lav on these three, therefore I have to say each one separately. So Rashi says, Koli was Nisraba b'minchas oimer. The Chsiv says, Gabei, Kolu beish. V'yafagadu hu kruak siv Carmel, But koponim, it's only fit to be used for minchas omer after it's roasted in the oven. The kids, I only know koli, I would not know caramel. See what they're about to say it separately. Smur says still, the nicht of caramel, let the Torah just say the word caramel, fresh corn, fresh wheat. V'nelef lechem v'kolimineh, and let me learn out from that, that there's nisachodesh upon caramel, there should be nisachodesh upon lechem, bread, and upon koli, roasted. Smur says no, ikla mifroch, he asks a question like this, ikla mifroch, ma le caramel, shekein le nishtanem ebriyosai. I said, maybe the Yisachodesh only applies to caramel, that's raw, fresh wheat. It didn't change from the way it was grown. Masha'inke, and once it was roasted, once it was made into flour, maybe there you not have the Yisr anymore. So Kitza is not extra. You need all three words here to teach us that the Yisachodesh applies to all these three different stages. But it could be if you eat all three together, you're only over one Malkus. Saturday note to say, if Yisr note to say, you have three Malkus in. Smur says true. Smur says, Minchad la yalfi. You can't learn out from one. But Nelef Chod Mintrei. Let's learn out one from two. The third Joshua should have said two of them, not the third one. So more so, what does it mean to say? Lo nichtav kro lechem. If you wanted to, the third shouldn't have said the word lechem bread. V'nelef mikoli v'karmel. Learn out from the Issa Koli v'karmel. That if there's an Issa Chodesh upon Koli roast and upon fresh, who would then upon lechem also? So more says no. Ikla mifra. And this could ask a question also. Ma la koli v'karmel. Koli v'karmel is different. The isnayhun b'yanayim, that they are in the same stage that it was grown. It wasn't changed, even though one koli was roasted, but it wasn't made into flour like bread. So I would not know lechem from those two. I would have said, nishtan is so much making into flour, maybe there's no marisa chodesh. So k'mashman, yes, there's nisa chodesh on lechem. So if I need the word lechem, someone says, okay. Le nichtav kroa karmel. Torah Shinta wrote the word karmel. V'nelef mi lechem v'kolo. Let me learn out karmel, fresh wheat, from lechem and from roasted. So Morris says, no. Ikla mifach, that's the question also. Ma le lechem v'kolo shekein nisrab v'etza menochis. That lechem, we know mincha is made from flour. And then within mincha same has come from kolo, from roasted flour. Roasted wheat. Ma shenken karmel, fresh wheat, is never brought a mincha. So I would not know that the Yisra Chodesh applies to caramel. So I cannot learn out caramel from lechem and from koli. So if a kid, I need all three psukim, I need all three words. So back to Kash, how's Rav Yitzchak not to say, you get three malchus in. Samora says, Omelach Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak himself said back to this, Omelach Rav Yitzchak, Lanichtav kro koli. The Torah Shinta wrote the word koli, V'nelef milechem v'karmel. And I learned it out, from lechem v'karmel, the Torah koli is extra. You don't have to say roasted wheat. My pirchas, what's the question you're asking? Mi pirchas, ma lechem shkein nisra beitzachala. What do you want to tell me that lechem has something special nisra beitzachala? I'll tell you, karmel yachiyach, fresh wheat has no isachala on it. So I see that what's gorim the isachodish is lav dafka bread, even karmel also. The mishum the caramel in the standard of yours, I would have just said the word caramel. Maybe this Chodesh only applies to caramel that didn't change at all from the way it was grown. Mashenkin, other things that were changed, has no issa. Lechem yachid, the Pasuk says lechem also. Hilchak, therefore, loike de miyasar. There with Yitzchak Pshat is the word koli is extra. The Torah just should have wrote lechem the caramel, and I would know koli also. Since the Torah says separately, koli comes to teach us a lav, like a lav mifniyatsmoid, meaning to say in each one of them there's a separate lav. So therefore, if you eat all three together, you get three malkasim. So Mar still asks, V'yema, why don't I say, koli di miyasra mechayiv and echnami? Koli, that's extra that you get a malkas. Di miyasra mechayiv chodah. Akula mechayiv chodah. But if you eat the other two, also there's only one malkas. How do you know so you get three? Maybe there's only one special for koli, and then the other two gets one malchus. Nichtav kro lechem karmi v'kol. So they said koli at the end. And I'm in nichtav koli v'lechem v'karmel. My cost of l'koli b'yantzaka, put the extra word koli in between. Hochi kom, this is what it means to say. Lechem b'koli nechayiv. V'karmel nechayiv b'koli. Means to say, each one separately has its own malchus. That's how Yitzchak knows to say, if you eat these three, you get three separate malchusim. But the Girsa Shribilat, like the Shita says, Lechem Kikoli Mechayiv. The Kama Mechayiv Kikoli means each one of these three Yechayiv separately. That's why Yitzchak knows to say to get three Malkasim. The Omer Rabbiani says, The Yerloma Tehe Gzeira Shova Kalab Yenechom, Gzeira Shova should not be light in your eyes. Shere Pigul Echod Migufe Torah. Pigul Chayiv Chorus. If a Kohen b'shas one of the Dalar Avodis has the wrong machshava to eat it or to burn it, chutz l'zman at the wrong time, says chalon is to pigle upon the korban. So this is of pigle is echad megufi Torah, it's amish alochim in the Yiraisa. Rashi says the chai v'le of chorus, and still v'le limdu ha-kosev elam egzer shavam. We only know this is from egzer shavam. How do we know it? Yom Reb Yechanan. Tony Zavdo Bar Levi. Nemal Haolna says in one postik, Vi Oichla Vavoyna Yiso, if you did, you have an Avera. Venema Kana says over here, Vah Nefer Shachos Memena Vavoyna Tiso, is Mala Halon Chorus, Afkan Chorus. So you only know the Yisra Tigal has the Chiyat Chorus from Exera Shova. So we learn out Tigal from Noisa, just like by Noisa, the other postik says Kli Chorus, who would then by Tigal also have a Chiyat Chorus. To learn out this sister by Tigal from Exera Shava, therefore should be Choshev in your eyes. Right, and now the Gemara says, Omereb Simoi, L'yoyla Maltehe Exera Shava Kalabi Yenecha, Exera Shava should not be light in your eyes. Why? Sherei Noisir Echa Megufi Torah. Noisir is one of the Gufim Torah, if you have a korban and you left over the meat overnight. L'alimdu HaKosav Elam Exera Shava, how do we know to say that Yechayiv, only from Exera Shava? My, what's the Gzera Shava? Yalit learn out Kurdish Kurdish. For Yerkla Bavon Yiso, he has Kurdish Hashem Chilal. Oksiv is another Pasik, the Seraf, there is Sanay Sabreish. Ki Kurdish. So, to learn out the Chiv Chorus, by Nurse off of him Gzera Shava. Omer Abayom, the Yerla Malta, hey Gzera Shava, Kalab Yenecho, Gzera Shava should not be light in your eyes. Sherei Bita Manu Sosai. If a man has an Anusa, lives with a lady, and then she gives birth from that. So that's called Yabita Manasosai. Hein hein gufitera tosim midiraisa for the father to live with his anus, with his bita manasosai. The limdu akosav elam exera shava. I only learned this out from exera shava. That if you live with your daughter from your anus, you chayiv sreifa. The yama rova, oma li rab yitzo baravdimi. Asiya heina heina li sura. Learn out exera shava heina heina. Rashi says, ksiv bi ishtoi ervas. Isha bita le segala de mashma bita mimeno, and now and asya zima zima l'sreifa learn out exera shava zima zima yichai sreifa sekitzi bita minasase yichai sreifa and the yisor learn out from exera shava. No amar Rav Ashi al ti exera shava kalabin echo exera shava should not be light in your eyes. Shrei niskolin hein hein gufa tayrom niskolin Ashi says roiv chai viskilu going ha boalein. It doesn't say skila clearly in the posik. It only says the mayhem bum. So rov isurim that you get skila, that's midiraisa hein and gufi Torah. For limdu akos velo megzera shav. We only know you get the sreifa megzera shav. The tiny one like this. Nerma kind of says the mayhem bum by these isurim. For nerma it says biyoyv yedoni by this type of kishuf. Avoyv yedoni to mayhem bum. So Mal Anzak over there is clearly Beskilo, is Afka Nosa Beskilo. So Kitzah from Exer Shav, we learn out a lot of Choshuva things. First says the Mishnah, Hamafat Emes HaShemen. Whoever makes the Shemen, so for that he's Chayav Chorus. You make the same amount of Shemen and Mishka the way it was in the Mishkan. Tana Rabbanan, Hamafat Emes HaShemen. Lil Moit Boi, Oy Lamois Rulatsiba Potter. If somebody makes the Shemen just to learn how to do it, or else to give it over to the tzibah, not for his own use. But he wants to give it over to the tzibah, he's potter. Losuch, let's say he makes it for himself to rub himself with it. Chayiv, he's chayiv for making it. V'yasach mimeno potter. But if somebody now rubs himself from it, Rashi says, achash lepitma, the person did not make it. Somebody else made the Shemen HaMishka, put it together. And now you take it and you rub it on yourself, you're potter. Lefi shein chayovim elo al sichas shemen hamishka shosha moishe bavad. That it is an issa to use the Shemen HaMishra, it's only from the Shemen HaMishra that Moshe Rabbeinu made. It has Kedusha on it. Such a Shemen, if somebody else uses it, now he's Chayiv Misa. But if you make it, if a private person makes it, so he's over, the issa occurs for making it. But now if he uses it, he's Potter. Oh, my mom, what would you say? Little my boy, if somebody makes it just to learn how to make it, oh yeah, I'm going to ask the Moshe Rabbeinu, he makes it, I'm going to ask to give it over to the Tzibur, it's Potter. I mean, no one had to know this from. Asya maskuntoi min the maskunto dikteris. Uksiv legabik teris lesasu lechem. So learn out the asiyas of Shemana Mishra from the asiyas of dikteris. And by making dikteris, the other person says clearly lesasu lechem. Tzadik is lechem hudiyas. It's only yes if you make it for yourself. Avala mois will tziba pot. If you make it, give it over to the tziba pot. Gabi sheminami lemois will tziba pot. So giving over the shemen is also potter. Now the Gemara says, but the head the keteris v'nelef mi shemen. Let's learn out keteris now from shemen. Ma shemen, just like the shemen amishra. Ki mefatim l'chatzoyim potter, if you make here for the amount, you potter. Rashi says, l'goin vav lugin. To you mishnah, to the heve, to the moish heve, hin yud beiz lugin. There was made 12 lugin. So if you make only here for the amount, you potter. So why don't I say Af Keteris Nami Kimifatim Lechatzoyim Potter? You make half of the amount of Keteris. So as she says, Kuf Pei Dalid Monim De Bechol Yoyim Hoyimak De Monim Kedemin Lekamon Shisa Monim Kimin Yemoistachama. So let's say make half of that. It should also be Potter. Alom Ahalka Mama Rav Rav said Keteris Shepitmo Lechatzoyim Chayiv. If someone makes half of the amount of Keteris, he is Chayiv. Shemin shepitmu lechatzoyim potter. Alamu Hakam Rav said that keteris shepitmu lechatzoyim is chayif. But he agrees shemin shepitmu lechatzoyim potter. But if you made half the amount of shemin, then you potter. What should be the difference? So Amalach Rav said like this: Ka b'shemin ksiv uva maskunta lesasa kemo. Is kemo hu dios? He can't make the exact measurement. Mashmoni, the exact measurement is also to make. But to make half of 12, to make only 6 lugin, it's mutter. But Gabik Teres, the Chassidus says, Vak Teres Shetaso, Mash Makol Asiyah the Teres, Efsha Deniktar. Any type of Teres that you make, since it could be used, you're over the Chiyiv Keres for making it. Because by Teres, you have Pras Shachris, or Pras Ben Abayim. You have half of a mono that's used in the morning, and half of a mono that's used in the afternoon. So any little bit that you make, since it could be used, it'll be the yisra for making the keteris. Yeah, Tan Rabban, one like this. Shemen HaMishcha, the Shemen HaMishcha, what is that made up of? Mor Doror HaMeis. It's made out of 500, like, shekels of Mor Doror. Kido is made out of Kido HaMeis. Also 500. 500 of a Kido. Kinmoin besem heimeyus. Kinmoin besem, this type of spice is also 500. The kono besem chamishimu masayim. 250. Nimtza comes out kulam altogether. It's elef ushva meyus vechamishim. 1,750. Tonev lala dis. Tonev minyona. Kamash malon. Like, what does the Tanya tell us the amount for? We see it. Tana Hokakash, this is what's bothering the Tanya. Eimo kona besem kikidmoin besem. Maybe say they're both the same way. Ma kinmoin besem machtisoi bechamishim umasayim. Half of it was 250. Machtisoi bechamishim umasayim. Af kona besem also machtisoi chamishim umasayim. Develu Shrei Alfin, that together should be 2,000. In other words, this is only half of the amount. So after Kamashma know that this is 500 and this is 250. For the more Vieme, maybe Yochanan, that's the way it should be. But they're both really 500. When it says 250, it only means half of the amount. But in Kenya, so, Nichtav Shkrod, Apostle Shmuel said, Kinmoin Besem, Vekorna Besem, Machtso Umachtso. Chamishim Messiah, half of it is 250. That means each one has 500. Since it doesn't say it that way, Mashpah this one only has 250. Oh, Malei Rav Papa Labaya, Kishu Shoykel, Biachrohu Shoykel, Oy Ayin Biayin Hu Shoykel. Like when you weigh out the incense, do you weigh it with an overweight? Or do you do it exactly? Bachro means a little bit overweight. Oy Ayin Biayin, exactly. Oh, Malei Rachmona Kosev, Bad Bavad. The Torah says you have to take each one with their weight. You want to tell me to do it overweight, in other words, body, each one has to be the exact amount and nothing more. Smor says no. The Yomar Rav Yehuda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodei Achrois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows like the overweight. Alma, what do you see? There is a little bit more. Elarad Omar Rav Yehuda, the kid moin Bethem, Amai Maisimach Tzisoi, Techomish Meyos, Chamishim O Messiahim, Vechad Zimno. The Chamishim Machayim Bechad Zimno, Kivun the Kulun Hey Meis Heaven, Nicey Hey Meis Bavasachas. So the Rav Yehuda says like this: Kidmoin Besom, you have to bring 500 of it. Sakam, you have to bring 250 separately and 250 separately. Why don't we bring it together? Shmamin, here it's a proof. Midukam Meisi Le Kidmoin Besom betray Zimni. Since we have to bring it two separate times, 250 apiece. Hachro Ispe, that there is a little bit more each time. Therefore, instead of bringing exactly 500, we bring twice 250. Each one has a drop more. But Kodesh Baruch Hu Yodei Bachros, Kodesh Baruch Hu knows this extra weight. Omayiv so bad bavad. What's the positive mean to say each one exactly? On Ravina just means to say Shlo Yaniach Mishkal veMishkal veYishkol. So you shouldn't weigh it out once, and then after you weigh it out, you use the weights once. Now you use this amount of incense to weigh off the other one. No. Each time you weigh out the incense, you should use the own weights. You should use the weights to weigh it out, and not once you weighed it out once, now you use this amount of incense to measure out the next one. That's bad bavad, each one do separately. But in Achnam, each one could be a little bit, a drop more. Tanu Rabban, what about this? Shemen HaMishcha Shosu Moshe B'Midbar. The Shemen HaMishcha, the Moshe Rabbeinu made in the Midbar, Mishalko Yikron. He used to boil up the roots of the spices first. First was boiled up the roots. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, Malay Rabbi Yehuda says, for loy lo soich ikron einoy sipek. In other words, how could you say you boiled up the roots in the shemen itself? The shemen will be soaked up in the roots. You won't even have enough. For loy lo soich ikron, just to smear on the roots in a sufik. Like you only had yud beis lugin of this shemen. So how could you say you boiled all the roots inside the shemen? It would swallow up all the shemen. So Kate said, I have you do heavy ikran v'sholken v'mayim. First he took these roots of these incense and he cooked it up in water. Ve'itzef aleim shemen. Then he poured on top of it a shemen hamishcha. V'kolat esareach. And then all the smell of the incense went into the shemen. That's how he made the shemen smell good. The kivchoi. And then he wiped it off. He wiped off the oil from the roots. So therefore, no oil really got sapped into the roots, because the roots were already boiled up, full of water from before. Omala Rebuti says back, V'chi nes echa naso, what kind of question are you asking? Like, V'chi nes echa naso, M'shem HaMishcha was only one nes, Rap M'shem HaMishcha, V'lo nisim harbe naso boy, V'chi losu v'yatsoifu, there were common nisim that happened by making this Shemen HaMishcha. That's called Valo Nisam Har Ben Asa by Mitchilos of Yatzayfai. Tchilos of Leho Yelo Yud Beis Lug. From the first one, that was the Chal Yoni made 12 Lugim of Shemen. That's all they made. Yud Beis Lugim. O boy, and with this 12 Lugim, O boy Nimshach HaMishkon, with this they anointed the Mishkon, the Caleb and all the Caleb there, the Yaron, the Bon, Aaron and his children, Kol Shiva Shema Hamluyim, all the 7 days of the Meluyim, over Nimshkon with the same Yud Beis Lug, Kahanim Gedolim Malachim, they anointed even future the Kahanim Gedolim and the kings. V'kula Kain Loss of Lovin, there'll still be some left, and there'll still be some left over Loss of Lovin. Shinem Raposik says, Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Yia, Zelil Doras Eichem. Is there the Gematria Yud Beis Lug in heaven? That these 12 Lugim will still be here, Lasa Lovai. So Kitzur, the whole thing was a nasty side that they use it and use it, and it didn't get used up. Therefore, it's not such a big kasha to say, how could they soak it, like cook up all the roots of these incense in the shemen, and it shouldn't be used up. The Kitzur, the whole thing was a nes. Tar Rabban, what about this? The pasuk says, V'yikach Moshe shemen ha-mishcha v'ayim shachas ha-mishkan. And Moshe took this oil, and he anointed the mishkan with it. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, shemen ha-mishcha shos ha-moshe ba-midbar, har b'nisim nasabay mitchlos ha-v'yatsoifayim. There are a lot of nisim happened from beginning to end. Chilos ha-lohoye ha-lo-yud beiz lugim. We started out only with 12 lugim of shemen. Kama yoyro boilas, how much it should the pot itself absorb. Kama yoyro boilas, kama ikrim boloyim, how much should the roots of the spice also absorb in. Kama or seraph, how much does the fire burn up. Ovoy, and still voy from the leftover from this yud beiz lugim, nimshach mishkan v'kelov aron obonov kozayim ha-hamluyim. Then Kain Godol Tain Meshicha. Even the son of a Kain Godol, he also needed Meshicha from the Shemin HaMishcha. Vashenkin, the son of a king, he does not need Shachar from the Shemin HaMishcha. But I call upon him, how did such a small amount of Yud Beis Lugin last so long? About it was a Nes. V'yim Tain, you can ask the question, if Neymar Moshko Eshloimoi, how come they made a Mashiach over Shleimoi? He was a Ben Melech. A Teretism of Nei Machlokusai Adoniyol, because of the Machlokus between Adoniyol that he wanted to be the Melech. So therefore they had to make a Mashiach over Shleimoi. The yes Yoyish Mifnei Asal, the same thing by Yoyish also, he needed an appointment, he needed an anointment because of the Machlokus between Asal Yoyul. Yes, Yoyoch is Mifnei Yoyokim Ochiv, the same thing by Yoyoch's also, even though he was the Ben of a Melech, still he needed Meshicham, because if Yoyoch was a Machloikis, who should be the king? Shoyogodol Meyochiv Shteshonim, he was older 2 years. And that's the Chiddush, that he became a king. So the kids, so when there's a Machloikis, who should take over the Malchus, then we need a Meshicham. Then we have to be Moshech anoint a new king. But the Mal, if there's no Machloikis, then a Ben Melech does not need a Mashiach. Mashenke the Ben of a Kohen Gadol, he does, and he needs a Mashiach. Omama, what we just say, V'afilu Kohen Gadol, Ben Kohen Gadol, Toi Mashiach. We know, how do we know to say this? That even if you point the son of a Kohen Gadol to be the Kohen Gadol, he needs Mashiach. How do we know this from? The Siddur Pasuk says, V'ha-Kohen HaMashiach Tachta Mibonov. So, Mashmi, he also needs Mashiach. Name the Kulot Apostle just say, V'hakoyin, Shetachtav Mibonov, my Hakoyin HaMashiach, what HaMashiach mean? It's all Kamash Mulon. The Apostle comes to teach us, Tiafilu Mibonov, Ha'u de Moshech Hevi Kain Godol, V'loi Moshech Hevi Kain Godol, come and teach us, even the son of a Kain Godol, he'll only become a Kain Godol if you make a Mashiach on him. If you do not make a Mashiach, he will not become a Kain Godol. Omar Ma, what we just said before, Ein Moishchen Melech Ben Melech, Mashenk, if the son of a king takes over, by him we do not need a Mashiach. We know him, how do we know this from? Omer Ravach Rabbi Yaakov, the Siddur Pasuk says, Leman Yarech Yomim Amamlachtoi, Hu Ubonov, is Yerushahi Tirusha. So Mash Mawad, that you don't have to make a new Mashiach. Ben Melech, the Pshat is the Din Yerusha, when the Melech dies, his son Yashin is the Melucha. So therefore, the son takes over even without a Mashiach. In some, if Neymar Moshko Shlomoi, how come Shlomo Melechai, he was a ben of David HaMelech, how come he needed Mashiach? The answer is, if Neymar Chlokusai, Chosna Machloikis Adonai Yol. So Morris says, Menon, how do we know this? The Chiyosei Machloikis, the boy Mashiach. That when there's a Machloikis, who takes over the Malchus, then we need a Mashiach. For Loi called the boy Malcho, Morris Le Machusai. And we don't say like Stam, whoever the king wants to make king is enough. Like Veloy called the boy Malcolm Moris Le Machusa, we don't Stam say, even though the Machlekes, whoever the king wants, so he becomes the Melech without the Mashiach. How do we know this? And no, then you do need the Mashiach. So Rapapa Papa says, Amakura Prophet says, the care of Yisrael. That means Bizman, Sheshalom be Yisrael, when there's peace in Yisrael, then the Prophet says, Leman Yaruch Yomim, that the ben takes over. But if there's no sholem, then you need a new Mashiach. Tony, we learned af yeyu ben nimshi. Le nimshi chalam of mei machlokusoi machlokis yorim ben achof. He also, yeyu ben nimshi, only needed a Mashiach, even though he's the son of a king, only because of the machlokis between yorim ben achof. Amai fred gemara tepiglei the melech rishinu, that he was the first king. So what do you have to have another Mashiach altogether for? And the Gemara Chasur Mech, something is missing. This is what should say. Malche Beis David Moishchin. That a Melech in Beis David didn't need a Mashiach. Malche Yisrael Moishchin. A Melech in Yisrael does not need a Mashiach. The entire time I can ask the question of Neymar Moshko Yeye Ben Nimshi. How can they make a Mashiach over there? He was from Malche Yisrael. Teretzim of Neymar Chlokusai. Yorim Ben Achav. So when there's a Machlokes, even by Malche Yisrael, then there also need a Mashiach. All right, turn over, we'll continue on the other side.